Right.
Yes, he is.
That's who he is. That's like the Lord.
Amen.
Well, bless his name. Well, we'll tell you this morning, the Lord knows who you are.
That's right.
That's right. Think about that. The Lord knows who you are. He knows everything about you.
He does.
He knows how many hairs you got on your head. He knows. He knows where you live. Knows what you're thinking right now. Knows what you'll do when you rise up. He knows where you sit. Knows where you rise. He said even a sparrow falls from the sky and it don't go unnoticed with him. He knows you. I want to read a verse or two out of 2 Peter 3. If the Holy Ghost is touching somebody, I'd be glad to listen to him. Peter wrote this under inspired word. Peter heard Jesus speak in the mount. Transfiguration. But he said we have a more sure word of prophecy in what we have here in what God's given us. The surety of this book is in him yea and in him amen. You look at the Bible's prophetic book, it's prophesied. You go through the Old Testament prophets, they spake of him that was to come. We have, thank God, this New Testament that testifies of him in his life, his death, burial, resurrection. The day of Pentecost when the Holy Ghost came and filled men with the Holy Ghost. That was the another comforter. That was the one that God sent. Jesus said, I'll give you another comforter. That Holy Spirit of God that lives in the believer is eternal Spirit of God. So he spake, the Holy Ghost did, and these men wrote. He said, holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And so, that's in this book here, in the first chapter of this 2 Peter, but here we read in this second epistle, beloved, common address of the people of God, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. So he's talking to them about what they heard to their remembrance. Verse 2, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. God's always had a voice. Always has. And the thing of it is, when Jesus came, he became the voice. He speaks to us now by his Son. If he speaks to you this morning because he spoke to you, whatever he says to you, then do it, Mary said. But it'll be his voice. It'll be the voice of God through the Spirit. And that's, he audibly spoke to Peter. Peter heard him audibly speak to him. He walked with him. He talked with him. I've never heard his audible voice, but I've heard his voice. And the voice comes through the Spirit, through the Word. He is the Word. Jesus Christ, the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. He said this in of the commandment of the us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lusts. Scoffers is mockers, people that don't believe. And verse number 4 says, and saying, this is what they're saying, where is the promise of his coming? Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. He said, all things are just running the same course. You've been saying this since we've heard it. And there's nothing we've seen. He hadn't come. You said he's coming. It's been preached a long time. Amen. It's prophesied. He's coming. But we've heard this a long time. Why hadn't he come yet? Where is he? The Lord hadn't come. If he had, we wouldn't be here the same. But he hadn't come. He hadn't come. They said, where is the promise of his coming? For since the Father fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. I have this hope that he's coming. I have the assurance he's coming. I do not know when he is, but I know he is. How do you know that, preacher? Because he said so. That's the reason I believe it. And it's in the hearts, right? The voice of God, the word that he spake. Notice this here. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. For they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, the earth standing out of water and in water. Looks like it goes back to the creation. He says God went back to this thing, and he said this, and this thing's been, it's a long time ago that these things were, the world was created. And whereby the world that then was being overflowed was with water perished. You can go back to the days of the beginning, and then go to the days of Noah and different things that's happened in time gone by. Everything was for, he said in the days of Noah there was a long suffering of God. We know that. We know the long suffering of God is still upon us today. We'll get to that verse. He said in verse number 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved under fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And I think the reason he brought forth that truth there was that it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. God's going to judge. And he said, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. There's other verses here talking about the fire, the fervent heat. And the purging are God, amen. The Bible used a word, I believe, right here, dissolve. The sin, these all things shall be dissolved. That the fervent heat and earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. It looks like that's a physical thing to me, and there's other things involved in that. But notice, he said, there's things coming. That's what he's saying. It's coming. It's already proven it's coming. He's already showed it. History repeats itself. That's right. Amen. And you see, brother Jesus, thank God, amen, he's got a people here. The interest of the Lord God is his people. Everything about his people. The purpose of God is in his people. Everything God does, he does for his people. It's about, we are his body, the Lord Jesus' body. Amen. Listen, we're the apple of his eye. We're his children this morning. He cares about us. He loves us. Amen. Everybody in the body is cared for by the Lord. Amen. If you're not saved this morning, then you're outside the body. You're outside the camp. You're outside the way of God. If you're not saved, you don't know what I'm talking about. Huh? It's just a religion to you. That's all it is. Huh? Amen. It's a personal thing. But between the Lord and his people. And brethren, listen. Thank God the church today, thank God is, amen, who Christ bought with his own blood. Thank God we assemble together knowing him and him knowing us. And that's what it's about. Thank God about him this morning. And when we get into that, thank God we can worship him. Amen. You know, nothing more important to me this morning than to worship him. I'd rather worship than preach. I really would. I believe he seeketh such to worship him. He didn't say he sought such to preach for him. He's got enough witnesses. We got enough preaching in this day. I don't know how much of it's good preaching, but there's enough of it to thank God. Paul even said there, I rejoice Christ has preached. Amen. That's amazing right there. I was thinking about that. Amen. He said, all them people preach for different reasons. He said, but brother, listen. He said, I rejoice that Christ is being preached. Amen. They said, these people's not of us. He said, well, if they ain't for, they against me, they for me. Amen. He didn't mess with that. Amen. He wasn't out trying to find out what people, amen, what everything they thought. He said, my man preaching Jesus, thank God he ain't against me. Amen. That's right. Even the disciples wanted to pray down fire from heaven and kill them people. Jesus said, you know what spirit you're of. He said, I didn't come to destroy them. I come to save them. Amen. That's what he said. Listen, Jesus is concerned this morning. He's more concerned about sinners than we are. Amen. He died for them. Amen. And he's concerned about what is a sinner? Somebody that sins. Amen. That's somebody that sins. One sin makes you a sinner. Amen. That's one sin. Amen. It don't take but one. There was one in the garden that kicked man into complete depravity and corruption and sinfulness. That in Adam we all have sinned. Amen. And we practice sin. Amen. When we come to this thing, amen, we lived in the lust of the flesh and everything else. And we were practicers of sin. We lived in sin. We enjoyed sin. Amen. That's what our nature was. Our nature was to sin. Our nature still eat from the tree that God said don't eat from. That's just what it is. You don't teach your children to do wrong. You teach them to do right. Even though they can't do but so much right, they do it under the consciousness of the authority that God put over them. That's why we live in a lawless day today. There's no fear for judgment. There's no fear for God. There's no fear for the authority. Amen. Even our government ain't got no sense. Even to say the police and things like that, they don't understand. God's the one that set the police up. They're ministers of God. Amen. They call ministers of God. Amen. They're the ones that God put in that authority. Amen. He put people in authority. Listen, we live in a lawless day. The law is slack today. Amen. And if anything goes on, there's no fear of God. Amen. You know what, my friend, when you have fear, you fear the judgment. Amen. That are the consequence you face for disobeying. Amen. That's why a child, amen, when he willfully disobeys, and my friend, he don't listen, he needs a whooping sometimes. Amen. This will let him know that I'm your authority God put over me, and I love you enough to discipline you for the purpose, amen, to bring you under what? Subjection. And that's the way it is, brother. Listen, this thing here is real tonight. People don't believe what I'm reading. They don't believe he's going to do what he said, but he will do what he said. It's just a long suffering of God. That's what it is. If I were God and you were God, you'd done kill half the people, amen, but God ain't like that. Amen. He even let Judas, amen, come. And he knew he was going to betray him. He was a betrayer and a devil from the beginning. But when he came, he kissed him. And Jesus called him friend. Amen. The betrayer of Christ who walked with him, who the disciples didn't even know he was the betrayer. Because when Jesus said, one of you will betray me, I'll ask him, isn't I? And he had him deceived, friend. But he didn't deceive the Lord. Amen. He knew who he was. And brother, he thanked God even when he came to arrest him. He called him friend. Amen. The long suffering of God. Amen. It's amazing that God had long suffering. That meant he suffered long. Amen. Listen. Look at this thing. He said here, amen, in verse number 8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And I'm going to tell you this morning, I don't have all the ideas and things, but this is what God gave me on that verse. Time is in His hand. Whether it be a day or whether it be 1,000 years, it's in the hand of God, every bit of it. And I'm telling you this, He's long-suffering. In the days of Noah, He waited 120 years. And He said, my spirit will always not strive with man, but 120 years. Amen. Here came, thank God, the flood. And brother Noah built the ark. And listen, that crowd outside was cut out because they did not listen as the Holy Ghost contended with them. And Noah preached to them. They never respond to it. They did not have no faith to respond to what that preacher said. And God said He cut them off. He cut all flesh off. And they all drowned in the flood that rained 40 days and 40 nights. And brethren, listen, on the inside of that ark, why, thank God, the rain was hitting on the ark. That was was eight people, amen, on the inside of the ark. And God had found grace in the eyes of God and had the mercies of God in the day of judgment. And brother, I pray that you'll have the mercies of God and I'll have the mercies of God in my life daily. Because this thing, listen, you can say what you want to. There is a day of, my friend, that a man's born into the family of God. There is a day that a man's saved, and everybody is saved has that day, but it ain't in the day, it's in the one that met you on that day. It's in the Christ of glory. But brother, listen, are you hearing me? Thank God, brother, listen. It's still, thank God, still the same, going the same way. Amen. We're pressing toward that mark. Amen. I'm not there yet, even though I am there. In the eyes of God, I'm complete. But I'm not there yet because I need the mercies of God. And that's what He done for me in me. Amen. He just didn't save me and set me. He saved me, thank God, to pursue these things. Amen. Press toward the mark. Amen. Listen. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you. He said, thank God, He had begun a good work and you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And what He began, He'll finish. He already has. But in time, He will do it. Amen.
Amen.
That's right, brother. That's the way it is. Amen. I'm saved and being saved. That's right. I ain't completely saved yet. Not in my eyes, but in His I am. I'm sitting in heaven this morning. Amen. That's right. But at the same time, I'm here. Amen. I'm a citizen of two countries. But listen, I'm being saved. I'll ultimately be completely saved one day when He changes this mortal into immortality. Tell me about that. Tell you this corruption to incorruption. Amen. But the 1,000 years, what's that to God? What's a day in 1,000 years to God? Amen. And listen, all the time, that's right. Everything's in His hand. He gives a man a space on how long he'll live. Notice verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise. Now listen, the promise is talking about the promise of His coming. He's not slack on the promise of His coming. And I used to hear men pray that, and I thought, I don't know about that. What they prayed, Lord, let the last one get in and even so come. But there's a truth in that. There'll be one day that the last person gets saved. There'll be the last one. Now, whenever that is, that's God's business. But He ain't slack concerned. He's coming. But if He had came before I'd have got saved, I'd have been left. Think about that. If He had come in 1982, I'd have been left. I'd have been left, and brethren, listen, I'd have been under the judgment of God because I refused to, thank God, to act upon the light God give me. And listen, thank God, He said they received not the love of the truth and they were damned. That means any man, this is what I believe, you can believe what you want to. A man that rejects God, God rejects him. That's right. That's right. You can hear the gospel, and you will not come to me that you might have life. That's a statement. That's a statement. You will not come to me that you might have life. That's a statement, brother. I mean, there ain't nobody in this place this morning. Listen, that's God's business how He works in your heart. But there ain't nobody, listen, here by accident. It's all the providence of God to hear this, be in this service and hear what I got to say from the Scripture. And hopefully God will speak to you. But it's no accident. There's no accident for God. This don't happen. Things just don't happen. I believe it so tight in my own life. Amen. And I believe my aunt would crawl on my sandwich that I made. Thank God God ordained it to crawl it on it. If I don't believe He's controlling all things, then I don't believe He's controlling no things. That's right. I'm going to tell you what. He's in control of all things. He controls the day He'll come again. And brother, I'm telling you this. Are you hearing me? Listen. Thank God the Bible says He's not slack concerning His promise. Notice this. As some men count slackness. You wouldn't be offended this Lord and say we slack. We can't fulfill every promise we say. We slack. Amen. You say He's a little slack. That's right. But God ain't slack. Amen. He ain't no slackness in him. Notice this, but it's long suffering. That means he suffers long. He ain't come yet. In the days of Noah, he suffered long. He suffered long with them people. He suffered long with a nation today that hates him. He suffered long today. I think about all the nations across this world, and I think about America. And America, if you'd have to say this, even though we've got so much light in America that has blinded us, that we have this light of God, this gospel, that man can hear it on the internet, he can hear it on the radio, he can hear it on sometimes on television, I reckon. God have mercy on some of them on there. It's a money racket. You can go to an assembly and hear it. Of all the opportunities, and I always wondered this about this internet preaching and the gospel and the sermon audio and all these things, that we get reports from all over the world that take time out just to listen to a message that we got on there. Amen. A man don't have to be in a building to be saved. He just gonna have to hear the gospel to be saved.
That's right.
And I'm telling you, brother, it's out there today. And I know Brother Andrew, I mean, he went to some places, them tribes, and walked them, thank God, them roads and them places, and went way back in there. And brother, the radio was on there. Amen. They told him, we've heard you on the radio. Amen. Out there in the sticks. Amen. I mean, to them people that were heathens. Amen. Listen, it's amazing, friend. Can I give you this? And I want to tell you, God will get the gospel where he wants to.
Amen.
In fact, when he said the word would not return to me, boy, becomes what I please, and where to I send it. It's where he sends it. And when he sends it to you, thank God, that's when you heard it. And he'll send it, thank God, to whom he wills. And when he wants to send it. And brethren, there was no other way that a man saved by hearing. Thank God, because faith comes that way. Amen. That's right. The Lord's not like certain. He's long-suffering to us word. I like that us word. Because if he wasn't, we wouldn't be in. Not willing that any should perish, but it all should come to repentance.
Amen.
I believe the gospel's for every creature.
Yes, sir.
I believe, praise God, that this church, I'm talking about the people in this church, because that's who the church is.
Right.
All the care, thank God, about every sinner.
Yes.
I believe that. I believe, thank God, that there's enough grace that God gives, because it's a God-given thing. I can't give grace. Grace ain't in the Lord's Supper nor the baptism, but grace is in Christ. And when he's preached, thank God, it can be revealed to that sinner that they know, thank God, that they need him, amen. And praise God, get repentance from the goodness of God, friend. Amen, because the goodness of God leads a man to repentance. And the light turn on in him, and brother, save him by the power of God. Amen, that's that immediate way, because that's the only way you get saved immediately. And when the Holy Ghost, thank God, shines a light in, and brother, through the gospel, amen, any man can be saved, amen. That's right. You don't believe that, then, brethren, you messed up, because I'm telling you, he said preach the gospel to every creature. That's right, he said. He's been long-suffering. Who's he been long-suffering to? Thank God, who's experienced it? Amen. Usward. Amen. We wouldn't have known unless he gave it to us. And he was long-suffering. Brethren, listen. Only one sin committed, and we are sinners by nature. And listen, he could have condemned me to hell, and I was under condemnation. But he could have put me in hell without blinking an eye, and said that man deserves hell, and I still deserve hell. But outside the mercies of God, I'd go to hell. But brother, he stopped the judgment on me. Amen. Had pity on me, compassion on me, love toward me. Thank God has saved me. And I'm going to tell you this. Listen this morning. There's very few people believe in the God of judgment today. They don't believe he's going to judge them. Amen. That's because your conscience is not aware of the fact of what the truth of God says, well, even within a lost man. You've been seared. That's right, with a hot iron. And they have no attention to God. I mean, even a lost man, which is dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. Listen, thank God they was taught when they was coming up. My mama and daddy taught me, amen, and sharpened that thing within me that power of that conscience that God put in every creature, amen, was aware of the fact that if I do this, then there's a penalty.
Yes, sir.
That's why people run the way they do today, because there's no penalty in their eyes. But they don't realize they might get by here, but they'll never get by over there, because God's going to judge every work. That's all right, buddy. Amen. Listen, you say you preach in judgment. I'm trying to. I mean, a judgment, God's a God. He's a judge. I'm not the judge. God have mercy. I had to go up there the other day, and it was about a car thing, and I didn't know I was going to have to go up there, and the judge come in. Boy, I thought about that judge up there. I thought, under God, boy, I just about fear right there looking at the judge up there. I don't know what it feel like looking for the Lord. I mean, him being the judge. Hey, he don't need no help, the judge. He ain't going to hear your case. The case is final. The verdict's going to be read. That's right. And either you're going to stand, thank God, with the advocate or without him. You're either going to stand with the representative or without him. Amen. I'm glad I got a lawyer in this thing. I'm glad I got an advocate, thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm just going to tell you, I'm not worthy to be represented. I mean, if I'd represent myself, I'd say, going to hell. Amen. I ain't no good for nothing, sinful, ungodly, filthy wretch. Amen. But my representative don't talk like that. He said he's been justified. Amen. I don't find nothing on his account. There's nothing on his account. Amen. There's nothing I can charge him with. Amen. I find him not guilty. Amen. He only say that then. He say that now. Because my advocate has justified me before, thank God the Father, this morning. Amen. But you'll not get off of it if you're not justified. You can't. You have to have justification. That means it's a judicial word. It's a judicial act that the guilty is declared innocent. And he says, I find no charge to this. Amen. Man can find charge, but he can't. Amen. And brother, listen. He's long-suffering us for it. He's long-suffering. If you're here lost today, he's long-suffering you. You say, how long will it be? I don't know. I had some people get aggravated at me one time I was preaching. I know it's a little hard for some people to take. I cannot tell you what God's going to do. That's God's business. I don't know. When I preached that one time, I said, I can't tell anybody anything but what the Bible says, but it's up to God and what he does to it. That's right. Somebody asked me, will God save me? He'll save you if you come as a lost sinner with a broken heart. Because that ain't going to work. Listen, if you come that way, he's already done the work. Amen. God bless you. If you ain't been saved, you can be by the power of God. But if you are saved, thank God, you ought to rejoice in it. Amen. He's long-suffering, friend. He's long-suffering. He's suffering long. Brother, I'm going to tell you this, the goodness of God. He said he's going to burn this thing up, this world, and all the elements and all that. And I don't understand all that. I've studied that thing and studied it yesterday, and I still ain't come up with an answer. I read people's commentaries and everything else. I couldn't come up with nothing. Amen. I'm dishonest. You got to be honest if you're going to get something from God. I told them boys this morning, I never had seen this. You know when Nathaniel, they said, we found the Messiah. What did Nathaniel say? He said, well, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? What's the first thing Jesus said about him? That man ain't got no guile.
That's right.
You know what he's saying? He wasn't falsifying nothing. He just said what an honest heart said. He wasn't falsifying something, saying, oh, I can't wait to see the Messiah. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And then Jesus said, I see an Israelite that's without guile. You want me to tell you what he's saying? And then he said, he saw him under the fig tree. He said, I saw you under the fig tree for our culture. Let me give you this right here. This ain't got nothing to do much with the message, but it's a good thought, brother. Be honest in your heart. Be who you are. God knows what you're thinking anyway. That don't mean you say everything you think, but it does. Listen, it means thank God that he can read what you believe.
That's right.
Amen. If a man got up and said something, your heart might be saying, I don't believe that. Don't get up and say, well, I believe it. God wouldn't say you without guile. He'd say, you got some hypocrisy in you. Ain't what your heart's saying. Amen. You better know God's long-suffering. He's a long-suffering God. Amen. Notice what he said. I'm going to read this and I'm through. But the day of the Lord, that's the end time. The day of the Lord's end days. Will come as a thief in the night. He's coming. A thief coming night. He ain't coming when you ain't expecting it. He ain't calling you on your phone saying, hey, I'm going to come by and steal from you. Amen. He's coming when you don't expect it. Ain't that right? Amen. He's coming when you don't expect it. I mean, he's coming when you don't expect it. He said, in that which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? You know what he's saying? He said, all this is going to happen, but you need to live holy and godly. Because you don't know when it's going to happen. Amen. Because he's going to purge this ball, this earth. He said, we'll have a new heaven. He said, we look for, in that scripture, he said, we look for a new heaven and new earth. That's right. Wherein dwelleth what? This is the key. Righteousness. He's going to burn everything up that ain't got nothing to do with righteousness. Everything ain't got nothing to do with righteousness. He's going to burn her up, buddy. Amen. The only way we can dwell in that new heaven, new earth is being righteous. That's the only way we can dwell on it, brother. Amen. He's going to burn the works up, son. He'll burn them up. He'll burn up everything. Amen. Ain't got nothing to do with righteousness. Amen. You better make sure, thank God, you've been imputed righteousness from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the only way God sees me, friend. Amen. I could have a down day, but praise God, I'm still righteous. Amen. That's the position I hold. Amen. That God declares me that upon what His Son done. Everything's Christ. Everything's Christ. It ain't how good I am. It'll never attain it. Listen, are you made perfect by the flesh? It ain't the flesh that makes you perfect. Thank God, it's the Holy Ghost. He said, you've begun in the Spirit. Are you now made perfect by the works of the flesh? He said, who have bewitched you? Praise God. Take the mask off, what He's saying. Amen. Be honest before God. Let Him help you. Amen. Don't come in with that old religious stuff. Amen. I can't get into that. I don't like it. Sometimes I catch myself doing it and I'm saying, what are you doing? You know, it's just the way it is. That's the way the deceitful heart of man is. He always wants to appear something that he's not. It don't work like that. God knows what you are. The only thing God's going to set is what He gives. And it's His Son He gave. And He's the one that's in the... Thank God, the one that saves sinners and stands in for us. Amen. Are you saved? I mean, really. I mean, have you been saved? I mean, have you been saved? I mean, saved. S-A-V-E-D. Have you been saved? It's a day in your life you got saved. God bless you. And you'll keep living like you're saved. And that ain't an act of the flesh. It's the Holy Ghost. Have mercy. Somebody said this, and I'll close. I done said that one time or two, but I am going to do it this trip. Somebody said, what's the evidence of a man being saved? I'm going to give it to you. Listen, it's simple. He loves the one that saved him. That's what it is. That's the evidence. Not that he comes to meeting, even though saved people do that. Not that because you give, saved people do that. That's right. It's because you love the one that saved you. That's the difference. And that ain't just when you assemble here. That means you're loving back at the house. You're loving down, driving down the road. And you love him all the time because he first loved you, as the brother said this morning. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the word. Remember choir tonight. Choir at 5:00.